into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Downton Abbey Series 6. Can you believe it? This is the final series. And I'm John Comerford. I'm joined in the studio by Tamara Berg.
Hi, everybody.
And Courtney Stewart.
Hello, hello.
So good to be back. Thanks for listening. And by the way, thank you very much for your patience.
Yeah.
We had a couple of days to get going on this because we built the brand new studios. We're in a brand new location, whole new studios.
It's so exciting.
Thank you very
it may not look that different to the people watching or listening, but it's very different for us, and it's pretty darn exciting. It's been
and five new studios instead of three.
So we're in the big time.
Okay, that's enough for us, but thanks for everybody who participated, who volunteered, who did all that work. Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah,
I just wanted
to
thank you for all the work. And it was a pleasure to work with them. And it was
You're welcome, John.
Thank you very much,
Steve. There's been a lot of work going on for weeks and months around here.
Certainly a lot of hands involved.
And speaking of thanking the fans for waiting,
yes.
We're not drinking. Courtney and I are not drinking today because it's early in the day.
Yes.
Starting next week will be Monday nights at 5 p.m. And so 5 p.m.,
we're allowed to drink.
It's cocktail hour. So we'll start next week. Those of you who I know are fans of us drinking while we podcast.
I'm surprised the time of day stopped you.
Well,
yeah,
they
it just did.
For Tamara for being on top of that because I would not have.
All right, we got to get into the show because, as always, there's a bunch to cover.
We got
Pat Moore got a commission. Mary gets blackmailed. Denkard gets dunked. And let's start off with Downton downsizing. So we're 1925. We're already seeing it happen. The Edwardians are coming to an end, and they're the auctioning off of the neighboring estate,
house. Yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Well, and we're just a few months after the last episode that we saw, which was Christmas. So, you know, it's a matter of months later,
and this is already occurring.
Yes,
and the word gets out very quickly.
Yes,
one of my favorite parts was when Carson and Lord Grantham are discussing it. And Carson's so put upon that they have to downsize.
Yeah, I know.
We're already down to one footman.
We clearly disapprove.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he does.
It's
he doesn't like it at all.
Yes, but I just love the downsizing and how that kind of it happened then. You know, we've seen it like crazy over the last decade. So,
yeah.
I mean, I thought that was a very interesting comparative.
Happens everywhere all the time.
Yes, exactly. But what was also fun was how it fed into everybody else. That Thomas was very concerned that they were because nobody liked Thomas, so I'm out.
He's like, that's why he's playing with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to make himself indispensable.
Right? Exactly.
Who else is going to give, you know?
Come on, Marigold.
Exactly.
Let's go for a horsey ride.
Exactly. Just, I thought that was great.
Because of all the people in that kitchen who are going to befriend a child,
would not.
Like, I think he might be the very last.
Hey, he's smart.
Yeah, and making it well known. Oh, I had her on my back for 20
hours.
Day. Yes, exactly. And then, you know, of course, Andy, and he's saying, well, you know, I'm trying to help Andy out and show him the right way.
Yes.
I'm indispensable. And Andy, of course, he's first in or last,
last
in,
in,
first
out.
So he's ready. He wants what's going to happen to me. So, and it spreads like wildfire because Isabel tells Denkard.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Violet says, tells Denkard what's happening, and of course tells her not to say anything. And the first thing she does is
runs out to tell him.
And the two of them ran. And that was kind of fun because, you know, I forgot about them too for a second. I said, oh, that's right. They're at odds. And they're always
such
will be.
A great relationship.
It's very entertaining for us.
So supportive.
Yeah. No, the broth caper was just last episode.
Yeah, exactly. So we have that. We're running on the heels of that.
Yeah.
And she was so happy to spread the word that, you know, he's going to be
Of course, because Violet could not have a lady's maid. I mean,
no, yes. I hardly
she
think she could
dress
herself. Heaven forbid.
I know. And Violet, of course wouldn't. Intelligent.
Never.
Yeah. So,
yes.
And I thought...
Except, you know, Violet's not very precious in that sense, yeah, you know? Yeah, if it comes down to it, she could be very practical.
What is the phrase? She says there are certain traditions I'm not willing to
part with.
Part with and stuff. So yes. I go, well, that's one of them. But I just loved Spratt's expression. I loved his look.
He's perpetually sour. He's he's got vinegar in his mouth all the time.
Vinegar in his mouth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And side eye.
Yeah, exactly. and then the faux pas he makes by telling her to get it. You know, why did you tell her?
Yeah, he blurts it out.
And it catches him by surprise.
He's like, "Arr!"
Momentary Tourette's.
Wish I could put that back in my mouth.
And then, but he actually has the presence to talk to her about it.
Yeah.
And says something. I was even surprised by that. It's like, wow, that's kind of adult of him.
Yes.
Yes. More petulant than that usually.
Exactly.
But, and of course, I just love how Decker gets her comeuppance.
Of course.
And how Violet does it by saying, oh, Spratt let it slip out. She just let it slip out.
Well, oops, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, and she travels all the way to Downton to
and shares it with everybody at Downton.
Yeah.
She needs company in her misery.
Yes.
And fear.
She just likes to be a jerk.
Well, and that was kind of, who was it that said that about how they should share it? We should just tell one person, it'll just ripple through everything else. And clearly it does.
Oh, yeah, that was Carson. Yeah, he was talking about possibly breaking it up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, and clearly it does. But that was fun because now we get to see that Decker's going to stick around. We're going to see them, she and Spratt, going at it like crazy.
Oh, there's going to be a romance by the end of this.
I know. Thin line between love and hate.
Yeah. You guys, are you serious? Wait a minute.
They're going to get caught in like Violet's special room or something. And it's going to be so inappropriate. Poor Violet's going to like pass out.
She's going to have to move.
You know, one of those angry kisses, John. You know, you've seen him in the movies.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hate you. You make me crazy. I must kiss you now.
Is there going to be a slap involved before the kiss or after or both? I don't know.
Maybe.
Ooh. Yeah. I do not
this
know.
This would be interesting.
It could happen.
Yeah, boy, that'll be a talk about a season arc. That's going to be wow, is he going to make that turn?
We'll see.
Well, I'm sure it's within the fellow's capabilities. So that
maybe Danker likes vinegar.
She likes that.
Mm-hmm. She is very herself.
All right, okay, but along with the downsizing, we go to the auction.
Yes.
And they're selling off all the paintings and et cetera.
You ever been to a garage sale, which is the closest thing I can relate to, after, you know, someone has passed?
Oh, sure.
It's sort of like an estate sale. Sure. Yeah. And on one hand, you know, you're kind of going in and going, look at all this stuff that could possibly be mine. But if you at all open up your heart a little bit, it's very, very sad.
Very sad. It's very sad. And you go, but I can get such a good deal.
Right. Right. But, you know, talking about the wedding gifts.
Yeah.
And, history behind the items.
It was uncomfortable.
It was very awkward. They had paintings of family members that they can't do anything with.
And
there's no room.
And you have to have so much artwork to cover those walls.
And tapestries and things.
It's all
very personal.
So, yeah.
Interesting though how Lord Grantham, I mean, you know, he said it's sad, but you know, he just sort of went, yeah, it's sad, isn't it? And Mary, of course, who doesn't really have sympathy as part of her genetic makeup, you know, kind of walking through going, yeah, we could be next.
Exactly.
Maybe it's just the British stiff upper lip, but, you know, watching them walk through and seeing that whole thing, I was just like, because you have to know that train is coming for you.
Okay.
Next,
now here's the thing.
Yeah.
We saw that, right? And the way we felt about it. Now, you know, I mean, if you're thinking down the road, you know he's going
to
do that with Downton, right?
We're going to have that.
And as that was happening, as I'm watching that, I'm going, oh, that's going to really sting.
It's going to sting.
That's
going to
be really sad when that happens, when they start carrying things out of Downton and stuff. Like that's going to be brutal.
Oh, that makes my stomach churn just a little bit.
Because that's where we're headed. I mean, we've got to, right? I mean, we've got to go there, right?
Yeah.
Sad.
But okay. Daisy.
Oh, yeah, Daisy.
Daisy's not taking it laying down.
Not having it.
No.
Don't mess with Mr. Mason.
Right? No. Yeah, so she's finding out Mr. Mason is probably going to get kicked off of his property and this farm that he's done everything
kind of hers, in a sense, because I think he's already said that.
Yes, it will be hers.
Yeah.
But she, I don't think it had anything to do with her and what it might be for her, but just that she just was really...
Well, she's protective of Mr.
exactly,
Mason,
which was nice to see. And it's good to see her with a lot of energy, a lot of gumption, moxie, all that kind of stuff. Wrongly placed.
Wrongly terribly misplaced.
Yeah. Like 15 people like, calm down, calm down.
Not having any of it.
I will not calm down.
No, I have my hackles up.
Oh, Daisy.
But it was good. It was great. I was like, okay, Daisy, let's see what happens to her.
You know, the other thing that I was thinking of at that moment was the new owner, the buyer, was sitting there. And first of all, how much money does that guy have to have to think that he can take on one of these,
I don't know,
failing
one
estates?
One industrialist or something. Yeah.
And, you know, a heartless bastard.
Because, I mean, wouldn't you break a little bit instead of getting angry at Daisy? Wouldn't you be like,
this is why we are not giant estate owners, Courtney?
If you were in the 1%, you wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't.
That's social engineering. Or something. I don't know what it is. Something. I was like, I don't know.
But yeah.
But it's, as a soul, war, like, do you lose your soul? Like,
yes.
She's obviously just...
He did.
Yeah.
But luckily, Daisy does not lose her job, which was...
that was nice.
Which was...
Even though Carson wanted to fire
her.
Oh,
yeah. Well, because that's what you do.
Come
it's inappropriate.
On.
Absolutely.
But it's Daisy. How about soul, Carson?
Yeah.
He was like, but my choice.
Do you think Grantham, Lord Grantham, had, you know, it's like, because he was kind of on the fence, but it was only Cora that said, we have to.
Yeah.
I don't think Grantham would have cared.
Well,
you know, he might have looked at it as a fortunate cutting
because I don't have to cut anybody else. Thank
There's
you
another wage I don't have to pay.
Making my decision easy.
Just won't replace her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very expedient. Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well.
All right. So let's move on to the Mary issue.
Oh, Lady Mary.
I thought it was just great because, you know, part of the, well, it's not downside, but obviously Tom is now in Beantown. He's trying to make his name among the Irish in Boston. So, and they literally have Mary taking over the reins, which I thought was kind of a little fun, a little metaphor
riding
and
the
stuff.
Horse
that was nice.
Falling off.
But falling off. So she's going to take a tumble or two along the way.
Yeah, talking about how unsafe side saddle riding was. And then she ends up falling off.
Exactly. When she's trying to. Okay, so
foreshadowing.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of foreshadowing.
To take the reins.
Well, not only that, but I mean, we'll get to it eventually, but, you know, falling off her high horse. As well, you know, with, because she, when she looked back, what made her fall was this,
woman
on the bridge,
who's looking to take her down and did take her down.
Literally. But, you know, so $1,000, it's like,
her
that's little,
a lot of
it's quid, John. A thousand quid.
I beg your pardon. Forgot what it was. $1,000 quid. For her little tryst in the Grand Hotel in Liverpool.
In Liverpool.
Yes.
So, and then Rita had, you know, I was like, damn, she's not taking any prisoners. But then again, she's bought off for $50.
Yeah, in the end.
But
she, you know,
I thought this was going to be really good.
She infiltrated the house.
Just walked
twice.
Up in it. Like, it belonged to her.
You know?
Yeah.
Ended up talking to the Lord Grantham.
I know.
Thinking
walking
she's,
right by everybody.
She was bold.
I think I will go in here and here I go.
I know. Yes. And I'm going, that's great. But then it's like, what? You got bought out for 50 quid? And,
I mean,
you know, and then you actually signed a confession?
Was the big mistake she made, was finding the confession.
She easily could have made more than that. I'm just saying.
maybe she just, you know, had to take what she could get because she lost the job at the hotel because she had to steal the evidence, you know. All and so her other choices, maybe hookerdom, and she didn't want to do that. So, you know, take your $15 and go about your merry way.
Yes.
That's probably how Lord Grantham said it.
Exactly.
It's either this 50 quid or hookerdom.
This is what I'll give you, or go be a hooker. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Think she could live off that for what?
Because, so, you know.
A year?
Yeah, something.
How
knows?
Long would that last?
Probably a long time.
I don't have the ratio.
There you go.
I don't know what the exchange rate is.
You know, isn't it interesting, though, that Lord Grantham is sort of seeing his daughters for who they are now?
Right.
You know,
yes.
Because, this is really understanding Mary. I mean, you know, he had a come to Jesus meeting, so to speak, with Edith at the end of last series. And here
and
we have...
apologized and how he said how much he should apologize to her.
For letting her down when she was apologizing to him. And then here we have Mary, who on one hand he's really praising because she is becoming the manager of the estate and really stepping into her own, and has some faults
as well. Some baggage.
Some
saddle baggage, maybe. So, yeah, and of course, the other father figure, Carson, is, oh, nothing. And she even says, is there anything I could ever do that could cause you to fall in your eyes? And he says, no, and I'm going,
Are you sure, Carson?
I think the key to that is Carson never finding out. Yeah, that's what that needs to be.
Let him have his mystery, his fantasy about who she is, leave her up on the pedestal.
Absolutely.
He'd be very sad to know.
But I thought they were going to make that play out a little bit.
A little bit longer with the fraud.
I mean,
the blackmailing is like that. Okay, that's it. You think that's it, or are we going to come back? Because I don't think she's not coming back. But maybe somebody else will. But why would you play that beat again?
I don't know.
Are we clearing the path for her to have another scandal? Is that what we're doing?
Maybe.
What's the deal?
I don't know, because you remember. Was it Spratt who saw Mary as well?
Yeah.
In Liverpool?
Yeah.
So he didn't quite have all the evidence, but, you know, he even talked about it and Violet defended her.
Right.
So I think we probably hit that as many times, pardon the pun, as much as we can. I'm really sorry. I didn't.
And you haven't been drinking.
Oh, I know. Just
great.
Wait till next week. I think we've gone there as much as we can.
Yeah, I can't see doing it again. I'm just was surprised that it was wrapped up so quickly, and you know, for the 50 quid thing, because you know, she's great in the scandals. Mary's, I mean, that's kind of what you want from her.
Well,
having sex to death with a Turkish emissary.
And you know, standing outside of Downton, where Rita was behind her and just back from the hunt, and she just turns and says, "You're not the first person who's blackmailed me." You know, the frigidity with which she delivered that line. It was just, you know,
but then the look on her face when she turned too was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, but she was a cool cucumber when she needed to be.
And then Dad, Grantham is gone, you know, he learns this about her, the other stuff, but then he learned that he has confidence in her.
Like, confidence in her. Because times have changed.
Yeah,
it's
that she wasn't willing to cave for whatever. And I'm going, if that was the case, then why'd you even give her 50 bucks? You tell her to go away.
He wanted her shut up. Yeah. But, you know, he's not.
How much a piece of paper cost with a confession.
So I thought that was interesting, though, that as a father, you're going, so no, I'm really proud of you. That you had this.
You stood up to her and you didn't.
You did something that was really wrong.
Well, she's not going to fall for anything.
Yeah, but you know, that's what a father would do to his son in the same
situation. What's that got to do with this? This is the Edwardians.
In that same situation, if
she probably congratulate
him.
Probably,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So,
but he's moving out of his Edwardiness.
Edwardiness.
He's moving beyond it.
Yeah. All right.
Accepting the world and the change. Mm-hmm.
But I thought the most interesting thing was, because we were talking about Lord Grantham and why he did that, he was thinking what it would do to Gillingham.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
And
thank
it
you for bringing
that
up.
Even in Mary's thought process.
Not at all.
Like, oh, right.
Right.
Forgot about
fair
that part
point.
Of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, and Grantham, of course.
I mean, but would it really be on your mind about them being upset if you were married? No.
No, not if you were married, but that's the difference between the two. It's like, Lord Grantham actually has, you know, some feeling about what kind of scandal it might have for somebody else. Mary's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I had that. I hit that. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
And let's be over with this. Let's move on to Edith, because I thought the other sister...
Yes.
So she's having trouble with her editor because he doesn't like working with a woman.
Poor woman.
And I'm going, of course. But it was nice to hear that she, you know, Cora says to her, well, you know, you made the decision to stay with it rather than take the money.
It,
so Edith, because that would have been an easy thing for her to do, is just take the money. And so we see both of the sisters deciding to do something different, that they're going to work. Which is, there's that part of that change and the evolution going on in the zeitgeist at the time. But she's clearly not sure how to do it.
Right, and not entirely succeeding yet.
And I like that. Well, it wasn't my tone. Like you're the owner. You can have whatever
tone you want.
So, but
she's got to grow.
Exactly. And, you know, the fact that the editor's giving her grief and stuff, I don't go, okay, this could be fun too, because she's saying that, well, I'm thinking moving to London because they don't care as much about a single mother. Nobody's bothered by it, or at least not as many. So this could be fun for her, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. So Rosamond.
Yeah. And, you know, just side note, sorry for being, you know, a girl.
Uh-oh.
But, you know.
Why are you apologizing? This is not the Edwardian way.
So just Edith was positively beautiful in this episode. You know, I mean, her makeup is pretty. Her wardrobe is pretty.
They don't have her looking like.
Yeah, and you know, I was looking at pictures of her from the first and second series where she was. I mean,
wait a minute.
Really,
she's hot. She's single. She's got blossomed. Money now.
She is now, and we've talked about the progression. Yeah. But you know, she really does.
She's gonna have a scandal. Yeah.
Let's hope. I just think it's been so interesting, and I'm. I suppose it helped in building the character with making her very sympathetic of, you know, being kind of losing the sad, sad, ugly sister in quotes, you know, in the beginning. And now she's really, as you were saying, blossoming into, into something else. And, but I feel they didn't have to quite go that far, you know, in the beginning.
You mean the beginning?
It was just the appearance, how dowdy they made her. And
and they always make these comparisons to Mary. She said the alabaster, queen, and all this.
They had to, though, in the beginning, because there was three of them. Yeah. And so you had to have a very distinct
contrast.
And you really need the middle child to have no place.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
So otherwise, we'd have no poor Edith. You're
middle child. I'm middle child.
You're both
too.
Middle child.
Yes,
we
both
are.
Middle of girls.
There you go.
All girls.
Same.
We understand your pain, Edith.
Yes, we do. Poor. I'm still calling her poor Edith, because for sure something sad's going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, But it'll be interesting to see, because this is what I'm hoping for, because we've seen her take the victim route and feel, everybody feels sympathy for her and all that other stuff. But it will be interesting to see if she goes a different, if Julian takes her in a different route where any kind of tragedy might befall her. Let's just see her be triumphant through it rather than, you know.
Well, my concern is the only tragedy that can befall her, really, at this point, is Marigold.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, I mean...
Well, she'll get another love interest, we hope. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, shoot, it's not loud enough.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. You know, Downtonisms from...
Something happening in this house is actually about me.
Where's that from?
It's a Downtonisms app. We've talked about it in the past, but it made me... It was really making me laugh this week when I was thinking about Edith, and, you know... Poor Edith, and how things may turn around for her now, because we thought they were. But you know, I mean, she's really got some possibility in front of her,
right? Which is great. I think it further goes to the storyline of the about Downton fracturing, because we'll have Tom's gone. Although he'll be back to some degree.
Shh.
I didn't say it. Erase. Let me take that back.
Secrets
but,
revealed.
Mary, of course, is taking this. So that's going to take away from the Downton because, she'll obviously still reside there, but she's going to be really heavily involved in work, I'm guessing. And then Edith will be in London. So we're seeing the fracturing as well as the dismantling. People are going to be leaving, downsides, all those kinds of things.
Right.
So
we'll
see that happen.
So, you know, speculation is that this series is actually going to cover a number of years, not just months or a year. They have in the past, that they're actually going to move into potentially 2 or 3 years in the future, but not all the way to the crash.
Okay.
So, you know, just with that in mind, certain things happening are going to be a little more plausible and probably a little more dramatic, because you can have, you know, big things happen over the course of 8 months or a year that you couldn't if it was just a few months happening.
Oh, and unless there's anything else to say about Edith, I'm going to move on to Isabel and Violet and the hospital that's come between them.
Debate.
The county is taking or wants to take over the local hospital. Oh, Violet just will not hear of it.
She wants to take care of her own health.
That's right.
She doesn't want it in the hands of those big business people.
Those faceless people.
Well, you're acting as if you run the place.
I do.
I actually do.
Okay, so, you know, the last couple of series, we've seen them growing together and being really supportive and having great times together.
I loved that.
Loved it so
much. Okay, this is terrific because they're also great when they're at odds, you know? It's like,
because
my favorite line, Tamara, what do you have?
Does it get cold up there on the moral high ground?
Yeah, exactly. And I go, you want them at odds too, because it does bring them closer together when they finally get overcome whatever obstacles in front of them.
Right.
So it's just a great relationship between the two, because I love the conflict and I love their. No one understands each other. It seems to me no two characters understand each other better than these two.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
And none have seen as much, you know, that all that history and experience and stuff like that.
And they hold a little bit of each other's confidence.
They do. I just love that. I think their relationship is very rich. Very rich. And I like it when they're in conflict. I like it when they're comrades. I like it. It doesn't matter. Just give me more of them.
And isn't it interesting that we've got Dr. Clarkson and Lord Merton
literally
on either side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderfully staged. Way to go. Yes. Yes.
And her response to Lord Merton
I'm glad we're on the same side of this.
Oh, don't get too excited. Essentially, don't make too much of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm done with you.
And how much do you think Dr. Clarkson was saying all that out of jealousy, and how much of it was really what he was feeling? I think he's jealous.
He's jealous,
You don't think that?
Well, not only is he jealous, but he had a special relationship with her. Mm-hmm. You know, when they were working together and they were supporting each other, and she was, you know, that was a really tight bond between the two of them.
Yeah. Through the war, was their thing, right? Now she's sort of separated, and she wants to send it off to somebody else and give them power. So, yeah, she's messing up the relationship twice.
But it's still in keeping with the character because it's always been about the health of everybody else and trying to make.
But in Dr. Clarkson's mind, it's been about. Well, yeah, and their bond and what they're able to do together.
Well, it's because love is blind and he's blind. So. Mm-hmm. You should go to a doctor and take a look at that.
Yeah, he should.
So, yeah, it is kind of sad, but it's fun to see them at odds. I don't know how that's going to play out or anything like that, but it's, I just like the back and forth. And
yeah.
And they don't want to have a falling out. So Isabel made that clear. She doesn't want to fall out with Violet.
With Violet?
Isabel
Violet.
So that's going to be a challenge to them. How to maintain that friendship while being at odds completely on something issue that's very important to them. So that'll be fun to see.
I think we've got
ladies handle that.
We've got some things
something that
down
isn't as mature. Let's move on to Anna and Bates.
All right. Okay, let's go over the first thing. Anna thinks she's pregnant and then she's not. And
we find out she hasn't been, three times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she said twice, but did you say three?
Yes, okay. This was the third.
Or is this the third?
This was the third.
Okay.
So we don't know if she just thought and one it was of the a miscarriage
things
I, or what.
The, one
know.
Of the things I love so much when women can't get pregnant, and especially, you know, in Edwardian England... Darling, I've let you down.
Well, you have, for crying out loud. Thanks
oh
for knowing.
My God.
He wanted babies, and you can't do
Clearly
it.
Clearly it's your fault.
Obviously it's her fault. Yeah.
Chicks.
But she's, like, devastated, about to fall apart. She still might be going to jail for that. Like, could we not get her off the hook for the stupid green death and then find out she's pregnant with the baby and everybody be happy for them for, like, two episodes?
Don't be ridiculous.
What in the...
Okay, but here's what bothered me about the whole thing. There might be a confession. There might not
be
a confession. Oh, well, it's going to take us like, oh, come on. You had a whole last series, depending on what side of the pond you're on.
Yeah.
Series or season, depending if you're in America and wherever it is and whatever country you're from. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, covering all the bases.
Year.
Good job.
Thank you. Last year. So we had a whole, eight episodes to deal with. Like, really? Exactly. And then he wraps it up by this, like, oh no, she confessed.
She confessed and it's real.
She confessed and it's real and stuff.
What? So, reminder,
thanks very
the
much.
Most unfulfilling
Boom.
Story ever to happen in Downton Abbey is further unfulfilling.
Thank you. That was the thing.
Oh my God, I wanted to scream. You and I did scream to each other via Twitter.
Yes.
An email.
She
won an Emmy because this was so gut-wrenching and so real. And there were actual news stories, real news stories that came out. Yeah. And, you know, and action and, you know, victims' rights conversation and all this kind of stuff. And then Julian Fellowes is just like,
wrapped
you know
up.
What?
Some
it's
stranger
done.
On the side of the road said, Green, you're an asshole, and pushed him in front of a bus.
Yeah, the end.
What?
What's for dinner?
What? Maybe he was drinking when he wrote that storyline and didn't know what to do with it.
I hate this resolution.
Very upset
I really
about
do.
It. Very, very upset about it.
Wow.
And on top of that, she can't have no babies.
No.
So thank you.
You can't have no babies.
She can't have any babies.
Well,
thank you.
That'll change, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, it'll change.
It's not going to change.
No?
She's had three miscarriages. She ain't having no kids.
Right.
It's 1925.
She just needs to live out in the country. Wait, in the village.
They
are in the country. In the village.
They have no money if they live in the village only because they got to work at Downton and they're about to get fired from there. And what are they going to do?
Move I don't
to
know.
The city and inhale, exhaust, and die. That's
maybe Julian Fellowes will give us a really great resolution to find
They'll
out.
Adopt.
It's... Miracle. Don't
They're
adopt
gonna
miracle.
Adopt miracle. That's what's going to happen.
Because Edith is going to commit
poor
suicide.
Edith is going to die. And Marigold will need a couple. There you go. Wow, you guys.
Edith is committing suicide. Marigold will have to be raised
That's
by Anna.
Write it. You heard it here. Write it down.
Okay, write it down on 9/23. This there is what we said.
And somehow Bates is going to come into money to be able to buy Downton. And really, they're going to run through the forest and the fields of Downton at the end with Marigold. And all happy.
Wow. Why aren't you in the writer's room?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm mad. Okay. I'm mad about the Anna thing. I've been mad for a year. Right. I'm sick of it. I'm annoyed. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I need to say.
Yeah.
So there.
I am surprised, though. Aren't you surprised after months? I mean, because there's all kinds of feedback about that. This is the way he chose to resolve it?
Am I surprised?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah. No, you're not. I'm not surprised. This is in keeping
with... Because it already became such a mess last season. Yeah, like, how he was dealing with it. And I don't think he cared about what we were saying anyway.
No, I think that's a very fair point that you make. Like, he got himself way dug in.
How are you going to come back from that?
Yeah. There was probably a point of no return that happened at some point.
Unless Green was the woman and never actually died, and then we got to see Bates shoot him when he came to get Anna again. Like, I don't know. Like, there's no way to fix it.
You have got to be in the writing room. You'll be the cloud woman. The one that comes out with stuff out of you. It's like, what?
I really hate how this came around.
And
but I do agree with you that he got so dug in, and by he, I mean Julian Fellowes, that he just had to rip the bandage, get it done, let's move on.
Well, yeah, that's why I thought even this was not a really good rip of the bandage. He should have just ripped
it. Done it last season.
Well, last season, clearly, but most people agree with that. But even in this episode, why draw it out for the entire episode? It's good. It might be conviction, might not be conviction.
Maybe
why
leave
it hanging?
It
just seems ridiculous.
Like, he just made it a joke.
But then, in the other thing that I think is bad about that is then you supplanted it with the fact that she can't have babies. And pardon the pun again.
You made it a joke, and then she can't have no babies.
It's like, what? Yeah. Like,
what?
What are you doing?
It's yeah.
Like, oh, my God. So, okay.
Anna still can't catch a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, unless there's anything more to say, I don't know.
That's what I was saying about that.
Very eloquent. Very well said.
Thank you,
Tamara.
Thank you.
That was good.
She's a graduate of college.
Yes, I am.
Speech communication.
Nobody needs words for that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But why we saved it for last is a great storyline, which I hope they carry through for the rest of these episodes, our final season. It's Hughes and Carson. the thing you like to...
Touched.
Yeah, it was just sweet.
It was very touching.
I mean, they continue that arc for themselves. This, you know, sweetness and kindness between them.
And it's such a great extenuation of the beachside.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's exactly what was in my head. Yeah, you read my mind.
Hit the same tone.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, first of all, it was just great when Mrs. Patmore gets her commission. And
oh
how
my
they
God.
Don't been, say anything and say everything.
Yes.
Oh, just with the, oh yes.
I've had some commissions in my time.
I
want to
be clear about what we're doing or not doing. Yes. I mean,
perhaps you can keep the lights off.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so great.
It was hysterical.
And then I got sad for Patmore because she said she'd never had any.
Yeah,
not that I would know, of course.
Exactly. But I said the way she was talking about it, the way she's Mrs. Hughes is, she's dressed in that frock that's just covering, smothering her and everything, and she's just, see me like this. Like, she can't say anything right now.
Nothing.
So,
but she didn't want to feel ridiculous.
I know. And it just seemed so real and honest and sad in a sense. And you just wanted to comfort her and say, this is going to be okay. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
And then what he said to Mrs. Patmore about her.
Which part? Was, yeah. Okay. Yes.
That he did want to have a full marriage. Nothing. Yeah. He wanted a full marriage because how much he loved her. Nothing would be satisfying, and not in that way, but just that. Of course, he wants to have a full relationship with her.
And him saying "I love her" was very revealing for him.
Yes, clearly. Yeah, that was just. Yeah, it was that whole arc that he wove in this particular episode. I thought was terrific. Hit all the right notes, and it was like, yeah, there you go, because you know you don't always see that on TV,
right? And you know the sweetness of it, but also Mrs. Hughes, you know, embarrassment and upset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the perfect way to move into this relationship because there is so much formality between people, especially him,
in their
they've
place
maintained
in life
that formality,
and,
And she even says,
awkward to break
when she
that.
Says, maybe you should call me by my first name. I forget your first name.
Elsie.
Thank you. And he's not at work.
Good God, woman, have you lost your mind?
Yeah. It was so, but
oh,
just
man.
Hit such great notes on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, man, that's really
they
the
were
sweet
lovely.
Spot for them. Yeah, it was lovely. And, it was lovely. It's terrific to see. And I can't wait. I really want to see that thing progress, that storyline, mm-hmm. because to see Mrs. Hughes come into her own or at least feel comfortable, you know, enough to have that, because not... She must have... Just the way she said, you know, when I was a girl, I, you know...
I was quite fetching or whatever, yeah.
That it was... Oh, it was gone. It wasn't even part of it. And to have that happen at this stage in life, that might be so... I mean, that's just really good stuff. Huh? Right?
Interesting.
Yeah, what it's really sweet and cute. I like it.
It's like there is love after all that other stuff. Even when you think it's not, it shows up.
And it was just wonderfully delicate the way they didn't say anything.
Ever. Like, yeah. They got through the whole conversation without actually saying,
Well, I've had my commissions before.
I loved
she had to talk to Carson. That was even worse.
She's so great. Yeah. She's so great. Well, they're all so great.
They were fantastic.
Brilliant. That was good. Wonderful restraint in those scenes. That was great.
And I love that Lord Grantham was like, I don't have to call her Mrs. Carson, do I? Because that's too much.
Yeah. That's too much.
It's too much. That really? I can't take.
You can pay off a blackmailer
line.
And get a signed confession, but you can't call
but if
her.
I got to remember a whole nother name for this woman. It's not going to work.
All right.
Can't work.
All right. What are we about to go on to news and gossip, or what have you got?
Yeah.
Okay,
news
great.
And gossip.
Let's get on to our news and gossip.
I do. I got a lot.
TV news. All right.
For goodness sake, it's been a long time. I have some ratings that are really not great.
Of course.
The premiere of this series came out at 7.62 million.
Which
viewers
down from like 8, 9 or whatever.
No, premiere of last series 10.7, and the premiere of the 2013 series was 11.96. That's a huge, huge dip.
Yeah.
I think
it's all because of the Anna thing.
But how
Anna
the base thing, yeah, the green thing worked out. People
right. Well, the Christmas special, the last episode we saw was 7.99, so it's dipped since then. Yeah. But I think it has a lot to do with that, and that whole last series was kind of, you know, we weren't the most fond of it.
The Christmas episode was great.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean fabulous. The whole series, though,
last
series
season,
was a little...
Last series, whatever.
Yeah. Kate Middleton, we talked about how she... Did we talk about how she visited the set?
Mm-hmm. I believe we did.
I know I read about it. I just don't remember if we talked about it.
It's been so long.
She said that she was such a fan that she actually overstayed her welcome on set.
She wanted to move right in.
Jim Carter, who plays Mr. Carson, was talking on E! News.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We love E! News. He says, I don't think she's been on a film set before or a TV set, so she was so intrigued by how different it looked on the screen, and in reality, she overstayed. She stayed long. She was having such a good time.
And she left a water bottle on the mantle.
Right, exactly. Pictures of her on set chatting with people and having a good time. But yeah, she apparently stuck around a little longer than she was supposed to.
Trying to get done here.
We just had the Emmys.
Yes, we did.
The other night. The Emmys were on Sunday night here in Los Angeles. The Downton Abbey's cast and crew were nominated for 8 Emmys this year and came away with 1 for hair. Hair.
I was only laughing at the delivery. I wasn't laughing at what
for
that means.
For hair. Thank you. I worked on that.
Oh, well.
Sad. Essentially shut out.
Right.
It happens.
They did
have good hair last season.
Yes, they did.
Rose was adorable.
Although I was criticizing Anna's wig this episode. I did not like her wig. Her wig did not look good.
Yeah, they're aging her. And it's
it's not good. Okay, if you will remember, Robert James Collier,
Thomas,
Evil Butler, ran a Just Giving campaign. That's his Twitter handle, The
is
Evil Butler.
Butler.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he is.
Thank God you're on this.
He ran a Just Giving campaign to raise money for the Chilterns MS Center, where he ran the London Marathon last spring. He was... I want to make sure I get this right. The Chilterns MS Center, which provides a range of drug-free symptom management therapies as well as advice and support for all those with multiple sclerosis and their caregivers and family. Mm-hmm. His target was £10,000, and he raised over £16,000.
Oh,
I donated, to say. When he made his goal, he promised that he would offer a follow-up of his Downton Wars, right. Film that he shot that we saw last series. So the film was written and directed by Collier, and it was shot entirely on his iPhone. It's very silly. I watched it. It's very silly. It has great references. It made me laugh out loud several times. And I've tweeted out the link on my Twitter account, so you can look for that. And you can still donate to his cause.
Right.
So if you visit evilbutler.com.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a great site.
Go to evilbutler.com and donate.
And donate, exactly. Downton producer Gareth Neame has leaked that this season series may not be the end of Downton Abbey, people.
What?
He stated that the series will end with, quote, a mixture of sweetness and sorrow, but that, quote, the door will be left open to come back to the majority of them in the future.
Movies, I feel it.
So we may have something to look forward to. And in case you're already dreading the Christmas special finale, which we all are, producer Chris Croucher did admit that he cried his eyes out when he watched it. And I know you and I know, just thinking about it, aren't you? Seriously.
I'm not happy about
it. I know. Finally, The Telegraph published a great video of Downton Abbey by the numbers with some fun scenes and statistics. And although some of them I don't think are quite right, they said that 27 Emmy nominations, which was how many Downton Abbey they had had, were the most for a drama series, but that's not true. That's so but I think it had to do with, in its first two seasons, they had 27. So pacing-wise, they were ahead of everyone else. Yeah. Anyway, it's really fun little short video with lots of stats in it. And that's also on my Twitter feed, so you can take a look for that.
Okay.
And that is what we have for news and gossip.
All right, so let's move on to, well, let's projections, hopes, dreams.
Fantasies.
Yeah, for this final season. Does anybody have anything outright besides what Courtney has already offered?
Pull unicorns out my neck.
Exactly. Yeah.
No.
The more crazier, the better. Wait, but we didn't talk about it. Tom. Isn't that part of the news?
What's no. That? Well, it's not really.
Okay.
Yes. All this summer.
All right, so let's be.
No, I'll just talk about it. Yeah, all this summer, all the cast, and there was lots of press about people tweeting and sending out cast pictures as they were filming. Filming is complete now.
Right.
And Tom was there. He was on set.
So that's
the picture. He is in the picture, and several people were like, me included. What do you mean?
Well, he's got to come back.
He's going to die.
Well, Courtney.
He's going to die. Because everything is going in a very negative direction. The house
it is
about to get sold off. He's going to die. That's the Bates baby. They're going to take that baby.
Oh, wow.
And baby Sybil and Anna and Bates will have themselves a baby.
Okay.
And
not so much a baby anymore, but they'll have a child.
A child. Marigold's probably going to die. But.
Oh my God.
But I think that she will find love upon losing her daughter in London.
So you think Edith will finally find love. But the price of that will be the daughter?
Because
I just feel like he's going to stick with that whole poor Edith thing. Because she never got Gregson back. She finally kind of got her baby, but she can't really live her life the way she would like to because she's a single mom.
Yeah.
So the baby's going to catch, I don't know, what do they get back then? Cholera or something? She's going to pass away. But they're going to get her a man and she's finally going to be happy and she'll have her own money and be all great. And then...
And then she's going to lose it all.
I don't know. I see a variation of that because, technology was not in existence back. Even telephones were very novel at the time. So I can see Edith going to London, living her life as a widow with a child and, becoming this first publishing magnate and, becoming successful. And maybe a man comes along, maybe not. Maybe she doesn't need it.
See, I think that's
because I think she's more happy with Marigold than she was with Gregson, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to sound quite so cliche, but essentially that.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe... I'm looking at the sunny side, as I always do.
That just proves my theory, though, because her character never really gets her happiness.
Right.
So even though Marigold is her happiness, they're going to take it away.
Yeah.
And she's going to get, an okay happiness. She's going to get to work and build this amazing thing, and she might get a love that comes along, but
she
Marigold
will not have personality.
Stay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's going to be Mary that's not going to have a man in her life. She thinks she's going to be the one that won't.
Yeah. I think she'll end up alone.
She'll end up alone, but she'll end up some sort of power broker or something like
How
that.
How can you follow Matthew? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
But she's going to have lots of flings.
Yeah. Lots of flings.
Sure. Lots of flings.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just, because I want to have the devil's advocate point of view, I'm going to give Edith everything. I think I wanted to have the kid. I wanted to find love. And she'll have a job.
Look
too.
What
yeah,
they've
baby.
Done to Anna.
I know, I
Edith
know.
Edith is getting nothing.
Oh, my God.
You're probably right. But just for the sake of argument, I'm going to be rooting for it. Say, come on, give her a break. Fine, let the woman have some peace.
Something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, give her everything. She's endured all this, you know, the fact that she's had to endure Mary for all these years. Give her to her. No?
Sure.
I'd like to believe, but history says otherwise.
Okay, but Carson and Hughes.
They will be good. They're going to be happy.
They're going to They'll walk on the beach with each other. They'll do that, and that'll be
What did you just say?
They'll have sex. It's going to be great.
They'll see each other naked, and it's going to be great.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
It's going to be fantastic. Yes.
And as long as it happens off camera, I think that's a great idea.
We're not going to. Please don't. Yeah. We're good.
I don't think Anna will have a baby.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they'll do.
Three miscarriages.
Yeah. So
she won't have a baby. She might end up with a child. I just don't think
she might have a child, but I don't think she'll have a baby.
And it's not going to be her fault. It's going to cut Bates.
No, she was injured in the assault. That's what happened. Yeah.
So that's the repercussion.
I could see that happening.
Stuff like that.
She ends up with Marigold?
Marigold is dying.
Okay. What about the household? Thomas, is he going to... He'll find a... Cockroach will find a way to survive somewhere.
Yes, he will.
I don't know where he will, though.
He'll be like a pub owner.
I hope. Daisy ends up...
He would be a good pub owner.
He would be
a
great
pub owner. A nightclub.
Yeah, exactly.
Called One-Handed Man. Wait. I mean, the end of Nine Fingers.
No. And you can get a shot for free because you get a shot in the hand. So, but Daisy will end up at the farm taking over.
She's going to buy the farm?
Yeah, she's going to buy the farm.
Let's hope.
Yeah, just because, you know, why not?
Oh, maybe she goes to the city. She got her education and just try
right.
She might do something with that.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here.
We do.
It's time to wrap up.
Exactly.
We're so giddy to see each other and talk to each other.
It's been so long.
Thank you for
now,
joining us.
Now, to everybody who's listening, first of all, thank you again for being patient with the new studios and us getting on the air. We appreciate that. And secondly, please let us know what you want for this last
predictions. Please send us predictions.
And the crazier, the better.
You can put them on our YouTube comments. Absolutely. You can also tweet either Courtney or me.
Yes. At Stuart Starlet.
And I'm at Tamara Berg.
And
Sir John, can't find him
I'm here building studios.
Hashtag Sir John.
So if you want to find me here. But thanks again. We appreciate your patience. It's so good to talk to you. And we can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. We will talk to you next time.
Yes, Monday.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Glass of wine. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.